Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Yigimel. Today's daf is sponsored by the Silverstein family, the Eloi Nishmas Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev. We are on Yud Beis Amud Beis, about three lines from the bottom, from Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So right now, what the Gemara is talking about is that one of the reasons why you have Rishana is because of the Tkufos. If the seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall, don't correspond or don't align with the Yom Tovim. So they, if there's an 11-day difference between a lunar calendar and a solar calendar, and oftentimes you need to extend the lunar calendar in order that the Yom Tovim fall out in their proper season. Just to keep in mind, the solar calendar is approximately 365 days and 6 hours long. Divide that by 4 of the 4 seasons, it's 91 days and 7.5 hours. That's what, so it's 91 days is the is each season. The seasons are broken up by the equinoxes and the solstices. So you have in Jewish terms, it's the Tkufas Tishrei, Tkufas Teves, one Aviv and the one Talmud. Tkufas Aviv, I forgot what that's called, and Tammuz. So the question now that Gemara's going to talk about when Tkufas Tammuz, which is the summer season, which ends at the autumnal equinox, when the Tkufas Tammuz extends a certain amount of time into the lunar month of Tishrei. So if the Tkufas Tammuz extends into the month of Tishrei a certain amount of days, then they're going to make this calculation earlier. They sit down in Adar, they sit down and they look at the months. If the Tkufas Tammuz is going to extend into the month of Tishrei a certain amount of days, then they're going to be Ma'aber Shana. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Ma'aber Esar Shana, we don't do Iber Shana based on the Tkufos. According to the previous Brisa, that has to be another reason, but now we're going to explain because there was a list of three, it needed to be 2 out of 3. But Ein Ma'aber Esar Shana, El Im Kein Haisa Tkufa Chaseiro Rubel Shel Chodesh. Unless the Tkufos of Tammuz extends into Chodesh Tishrei, into the robe of Chodesh Tishrei. The Kama Ruba Shel Chodesh, and what's considered role of the Chodesh? Shisha Asar Yom Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That means if the Tkufas Tammuz will end, the equinox will be on the 17th day of Tishrei, right? If Beis Din sees in Adar that in the future the summer month, summer season is going to delay into the month of Tishrei 16 days, and therefore the equinox is going to fall out on the 17th day of Tishrei, then it's supposed to be Ma'aber the Shana because of the Tkufa. But if the summer season will not extend, it extends only 15 days, meaning the equinox will fall out on Tezayin Tishrei, which would be the first day of Chol HaMoed, right? The first in Eretz Yisrael, be the first day of Chol HaMoed, then you're not Ma'aber the Shana. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. However, Rabbi Yossi is a different shita. He says Echad Esrim Yom. It's 21 days. Oh, they have a nice chart down there. Nice. 21 days. So, meaning, again, that if the summer season extends into the month of Tishrei 21 days, and therefore the equinox would fall out, right, in spring, the equinox would fall out on the 25th day of Tishrei, then that is when you do Ivor Shana. But if it falls out only on the 21st day of Tishrei, right, the 21st day is Hoshana Rabbah. Right, if you put it on the 21st day of Tishrei, then you don't have to worry about it. Then you don't have to extend the month. So, what's the machlokas? So, the Mishnah Gemara says, Ushneyem mikra echa darshu. Each of them learned it out from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, Chag ha'asif tkufas hashana. Chag ha'asif, the yantif of Sukkot is supposed to be the yantif of gathering. It has to be Chag ha'asif, right? Tkufas hashana. And they learned that it has to be in the tkufa of the new year. The first tkufa of the new year is the tkufas Tishrei. So Sukkot has to be in the new tkufa. So Mar Savar Kulei Chag Va'ina B'Tkufa Chadasha. Rabbi Yehuda says the entire Yontif of Sukkot has to be in the new tkufa. Therefore, and we'll basically Rashi will explain. What do you mean? He even says that the tkufa has to just go on the first day of Chol HaMoed. It's not the entire Yontif. He's still on the first day of Yontif. He doesn't care about. So he says it's as long as the entire Chag has to fall out in the new month. Therefore, Beis Din has to check out to see that Tkufas Tammuz goes, if Tkufas Tishrei is going to start on Yud Zayin, then they're going to have to be Ma'aber the Shana. But if Tkufas Tammuz only goes on to Tez Zayin, really, if Tkufas Tammuz goes only till Tezvav, and the new Tkufa starts on Tez Zayin, then they don't have to be Ma'aber the Shana. We'll look at Rashi in a minute. Umar Savar mixes Chag Ba'in and Tkufas Chadash. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, I don't need the entire Yontif to be in the new tkufa. All I need is part. Excuse me. All I need is part of the tkufa to be in the new month, and therefore in the new tkufa, I only need part of the yontif of Sukkot to be in the new tkufa, and therefore, if the tkufa's time is going until the 21st day of Tishrei, and the tkufa of Tishrei will start on Chav Beis Tishrei, then and that's so that's Shemini Atzeres. So then I have to be ma'aber the entire shana, because then that means the new tkufa starting, the Chag HaOsef is not at all in the new tkufa. However, if tkufa's Tishrei starts on Chav Aleph Tishrei, which is I think it's Hoshana Rabbah, which is Hoshana, right? Which is Hoshana Rabbah, then we don't have to be Abra the Shana because part of the Yontif has now fallen out in the new Tkufa. So, let's read Rashi. It's a good, interesting Rashi. So, right, Rashi says, Chag Asif, right? Chag Asif is Man Ha Asif Shebechag. Doesn't mean the entire Yontif. Chag Asif means the time during Yontif in which you would be permitted to do Asifa, to do gatherings. You can't gather on Yontif. So it's only Chol HaMoed, where there's a heter to gather if you have one of the five teirim for do avodah on Chol HaMoed. He says it's not Chag Asif, but it's Zman HaAsif Shebechag. Dahainu, Rashi has so much in those three words. Zman HaAsif Shebechag. Right? Dahainu Chol Shel Chag, which is Chol HaMoed, Sheyochol Asif Bo Dover Avod. Because you can, if it's a Dover Avod, you can gather. So Hishomer, you have to be careful. Sheyeh B'tkufa Shana HaKnechneses. It has to be in the new season. And not from the summer season, which is from the previous year. Again, the year turns over on Rosh Hashanah. So that's from the previous year. Rabbi Yehuda says the entire Chag, that's Roy Lasifa, means the entire Chol HaMoed, right? Klomer, Kol Chol HaShemoed, Ba'in B'tkufa Chadasha, has to be in the new month. Hilkach, therefore, Keshet Kupas Tamas Chaseira Shisha Asar, right? When the Kupas Tamas comes into the new month, into Tishrei 16 days, right, one day of Chol HaMoed is now in the old tkufa. The chamisha asar yontif, the yom shisha asar Chol HaMoed. Aval, however, ha'isa tkufas tishrei nofelas b'yom tezayin. If the new season starts on the 16th day, hare kol Chol HaMoed b'tkufa chadasha v'ein ma'avirin. Then the entire Chol HaMoed is now in the new season. Because the first day Chol HaMoed is what? It's Tezayin, not here in Chutz Laretz. But really, the real Yontif Deraisa is only one day Yontif. Tezayin is the second day. That's Chol HaMoed. So that's when the new season starts. Then the entire Chol HaMoed is in the new season. Hilkach Kishatuk. Sorry, fine. Right, beyond Tezayin, Harei Kol Chol HaShemot B'Tup Chadashim Ein Mavirin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, when they sit, they sat in Adar and they calculated and they anticipated. Yeah, I'm not even sure how they did that, what the Metzius was, but that they knew how to do it, and that's when they sat. That's what the Gemara said. Yes, you're supposed to do it in Adar. Only these crazy situations where they did it on the birthday of Aaron, they did it in Av. Of course, we can do the next Adar. It's not going to help you now. Well, they're trying to figure out how much inside the holidays is what's going to count.
It doesn't, but it really doesn't make a difference because as long as it shifts 11 days every year.
Correct.
Okay, so as long as we see once it's shifting too much, we have to.
How much is too much is what they're talking about. How much is that too much?
If you're out of the springtime Pesach, it's too much.
Okay, so now they're talking about in Tishrei, how much out of the Asif time is too much?
I know. So now they're switching instead of there. They're switching to Sukkot.
Right. So they're making the calculation on Sukkot because maybe Pesach now. Pesach is done in Adar, based on what's going to be in Sukkot, and then you have to pass away. That's what the Tkufas are. Tkufas are just any of the seasons. So they're making here's a calculation based on the Sukkot season, based on the Tkufas Tamas. Maybe I don't know how to work it out. Maybe there could be a situation where it would be Chag HaAviv, but it wouldn't be Chag HaAsif. I don't know because the way it moves, they're trying to figure out how that too much has to be calculated. How much is too much? No, there is. It says Chag HaAsif. That's what we're saying. It says Chag HaAsif Tkufa Shoshana. But now the Gemara is saying you do. It must be the Chag HaAsif has to be in the new year. It's Tkufa Shoshana. That's the Gzeira. That's the Limud. So how do you make sure? Right. So how do you make sure it's in the new Tkufa? How much does it have to be in the new Tkufa?
Now, they explain, we know about this, about how they calculate the years based on this. Now, how come in the other daf they were discussing about the situation where they could actually make another month, like in case of with the animals?
Right, they're different. We discussed the different reasons. They're different reasons. These are the Doraisa reasons. And we asked, it seems weird, that the Doraisa reasons you need two out of the three, and on that other Doraisa you mentioned is the Rabbanan reasons, that's another reason for them to do it. I don't know how that would work. What happens if you do an Ibur Hashana in order to fix the roads, but that would lead somehow to mess up the Tkufos? I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know how those two Braisos, correspond.
No, I mean, the question is, if you have this, if you calculate according to Kufas, and that's something so exact, what difference does it make? How does that impact?
That impacts because you can't get them to get, they can't, that's, those are practical, okay. Those are practical issues.
Yeah, but if you do that, you mess up.
So you have to make sure that they have, that's why you need these judges, and it has to be by the Nasi, you have to sit down, they sat down in Adar to figure it out. Yeah, they have to figure out how it works. Right now, we're just talking about how they calculated based on the Tkufa issue. Again, the Tkufa issue itself, it's amazing, the Tkufa issue alone is not sufficient to do Ibur Hashana. It's only, you needed two out of the three in that Braisa. According to the Rambam, I think it was enough. But the Gemara and the Braisa said that you need two out of the three. This to us is the most important issue, but the Braisa is only two out of three. Okay, so let's just finish reading Rashi. Rav Yossi Omer Mixas Cholok Shal Moed Ba'inam B'Tkufa Chadasha. Only part of Cholok Moed has to be in the new Tkufa. Hilkach, therefore, because Tkufas Tishrei no fails beyond Chav Beis. Right? If Tkufas Tishrei falls out on Chav Beis, who Yom Tov Achron, which is Shemina Tzeres, then Marvina Shana, then you do Iber Shana, Vedochen Es HaMoados, Kedei Lahakim Tkufas Lachag. Then you do Iber Shana. About Im Rolim Beis Din Ba'adar, if Beis Din, when sitting in Adar, sees, should keep Tipo Tkufas Tishrei beyom Chav Aleph, Shehu Shvi Shal Arava, that the Tkufa, the new Tkufa is going to begin on Hoshana Rabba, that's the Ika Mixas Cholo Shal Moed, but Tkufa Chadasha Ein Ma'avir, then you don't have to do Iber Shana. So Rashi asks a question, which is similar to a question that the Gemara is going to ask on Amud Beis, is why did they do, if you see that the whole problem is one day, let's just say it's a situation where it's going to be one day issue, why do you have to do Ibur Hashana and make a whole new month? Just make Ella Mole. Make Ella a 30-day month, one day. So Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, but the problem is, Rashi says, because if that happens, we have a klal of Lo Adu Rosh. So if you just do it one day, then you're going to mess up the low, possibility exists that you're going to mess up the low Adu Rosh. It brings one situation where I think if you move it from a Monday to a Tuesday, then that's okay. But he says that's not Shayach for one, but that problem is just adding one day makes a problem because it'll mess up the calendar, and then Hoshana Rabbah can end up on a Shabbos, and Pesach will end up on a Sunday, Roshana will end up on a Sunday, which is not supposed to happen on Sunday. So that's that question. That's the rest of Rashi. Okay. So the Gemara now asks, again, so for Yehuda, the Tkufa has to be, it's 16 days in, and Rabbi Yossi is 21 days in. So my Kasabri, what do they hold? Ika Sabri Yom Tkufa, basically they say the day itself, the day of the solstice or the equinox, whenever you are, the Tkufa, is that part of the new Tkufa or the old Tkufa? That's going to be the question. So my Kasabri, Ika Sabri Yom Tkufa Gomer, if they hold that the day that the Tkufa takes place is not part of the new Tkufa, it's the end of the old Tkufa, right? Then Balav Hachinami. So then Lo Lamanda Amar Kuli Chagika, Lo Lamanda Amar Mixas Chagika. Then their calculation that we just discussed are off by a day, because if the day, right? Rabbi Yossi says that if the Tkufa is then if the Tkufa falls out on the 21st day, right? Then Ema Avin Hashana, because it's half part of Chol HaMoed. But if that day, the new Tkufa on the 21st day, is part of the old Tkufa, you didn't do anything. You still have nothing in the new Tkufa. So Marcus Ravis answer, Ella Kasavi Yom Tkufa Matil. You get the question? The question is, what does that day count as? So just looking at Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that you, not Ma'abri the Shana, unless it's 21 days, unless the Tkufa begins on the 22nd day. Right? If the Tkufa lands on the 21st day, which is Hoshana Rabba. But if the new day, if the day itself, the equinox itself, counts to the old Tkufa, what did he gain? So Gemara gives the answer, Ela Kasabi Yom Tkufa Maskil. No, the day of the equinox, or the day of the Tkufa, the day of the solstice, that is the first day of the next Tkufa. And therefore it all would work out.
And that goes by the English calendar or the Hebrew calendar?
When does that come out? It's a solar. It's a solar calendar. That whole point here is to try to correspond the lunar calendar with the solar calendar. That's why you're doing Ibur Hashana. The solstice and the equinox and the Tkufos are all part of the solar calendar. I'm not going to say English calendar, part of the solar calendar. And so you have to have the lunar calendar match up. our calendar is a lunar calendar that has to be adjusted often in order for it to match the solar calendar. Which is...
It's not pure, because right, the months are lunar and the years are solar. The Islam is purely lunar.
Okay.
Right? They're not the
Ramadan.
Yes. Yeah, because the Ramadan comes out any time.
Comparative religious studies. What? I'll give you all the credit you want. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So Masonay, this is all what Shmuel said. This is all Shmuel's memra. So now they ask on Shmuel. They bring down a brisa that says, Yom Tkufa. We just said that the Yom Tkufa, that day itself, counts as the first day of the next Tkufa. But now they're going to bring a brisa that says it's a machlokas. Masonay, Yom Tkufa Gomer, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa, Yom Tkufa Gomer, meaning Yom Tkufa is the last day, it finishes the previous Tkufa. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yom Tkufa, he says Yom Tkufa Maskil, the new Tkufa. So you see, according to this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Yom Tkufa is part of the previous Tkufa. That goes against Shmuel, who just explained, based on what he said, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both agreed that Yom Tkufa is part of the second Tkufa, or the next Tkufa. So that's the stira between the brisa and the memra of Shmuel. That's question number one. The Otanya, and we have another following the brisa. And we're going to read this brisa, use the brisa as a question from Shmuel, and then we're going to explain the brisa more in detail. So the Otanya, the following brisa, that counts a bunch of shittos tanoim about Ibor, about being ma'aber based on the tkufa. Ein ma'aber es hashana, ela im kein haisa tkufa chaseir rubo shorosh chodesh. We don't do Ibor shana unless the tkufa of Tishrei extends into the majority of the month of, sorry, the tkufa of Tammuz, which is the summer season, extends into the majority of the month of Tishrei. The kama ruba shel chodesh, and how much is considered the rov? So the first man of Amr is Rabbi Yehuda, who says shisha asar yom, 16 days, meaning that if the tkufa of chadasha falls out on the 17th day of Tishrei, then you do ibur shana. Sorry, that's tana kama. Meaning it's right. Rabbi Yehuda says, shtei yodos. It's two parts of Tishrei. Meaning you have to divide, what does rov mean? Rov means you divide Tishrei into three different parts, and you got to take two-thirds. Right? Rabbi Yehuda omer, shtei yodos b'chodesh, v'kama shtei yodos b'chodesh, esrim yom. That's 20 days. So right away you see the question of Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel had it 16, here we have 20. Right? 20 days. Rabbi Yossi omer, now Rabbi Yossi says, Shisha Asar Lifnei Pesach, right? If it's 16 days before Pesach Ma'aber, meaning if the winter season, and he's switching now back to what you were talking about a month before, now he's going into the winter season. If the winter season extends, meaning the Tkufas Tevis extends 16 days into the Chodesh Nisan, and therefore the new Tkufas of Nisan starts on the 17th day of the Chodesh, which is, again, the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, then you have to do Ibur Shana on this. Because according to this, if you do the cheshbon based on that, then in the future, the Tkufas Tishrei, based on their calculations, the Tkufas Tishrei will then end up on the 22nd day of Tishrei. So you're right. Why do they have to make the calculations on Tishrei? They can make the calculations on, when they the calculations on Pesach are based on the calculations of Tishrei also. They all go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. But if you based on your calculation, it turns out that Shisha Asar Lifnei Achag Ein Ma'abirin. But if the Tkufa Tammuz, if the summer season gets delayed into Tishrei 16 days and falls out on the 17th day, then you don't have to do Ibur Shana, because it's enough that part of Chol Hamoed, there's a difference between Pesach and Sukkot, according to Rabbi Yossi. If the season extends into Pesach 16 days, then you have to do Ibur Shana, because then in the future it's going to end up that the summer season is in 22 days into Tishrei. But if it only extends 16 days before into Tishrei, it's clear, then it's okay, it's not a problem, because you still have part of Chol Hamoed that's going to fall out in the new season. Achayrim Omrim. Who are these Achayrim? Sorry? That is Marat Horios and Daphne Gimel says that every place it says Achayrim, the Kavana is to Rav Meir. Right? They made a Knas on Rav Meir because Rav Meir learned from Elisha ben Avua, who was called Achar. So they said that anytime it's Achayrim, it's Rav Meir. It's Gemara and Horios. I think it's the last Daph in Horios. We'll get there. This year, maybe. No? Sometime. Okay. 13 daf masechta, but it's not easy. I guess I don't. I have to remember the Gemara, but Achayim is usually Rav Meir. So Achayim Omrim, even if the tkufa is chaser mi'utol shel chodesh, even if it's only a miut of the chodesh, which is v'kami him uto arba'asar yom, meaning even if the old tkufa extends 14 days into the Tishrei, you still have to do ivor. Meaning if the new tkufa starts on the first day of Yontif, it's still no good. It's still no good according to Acherim. So basically we saw over here in this brisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was enough if only part of Chol HaMoed fell out in the new tkufa. Not like Shmuel, who said that Yehuda says the entire Chol HaMoed has to fall out in the new tkufa. So that's Akasha. And they say that the words of Shmuel are Akasha. It's Akasha. Not Shmuel's interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita doesn't jive with the brisa. Because Rabbi Yehuda here said Shtei Yados, right, which was 21 days. Which is different than what Shmuel said, which he said that it only had to be, if it fell out on the first day of Chol HaMoed, that was sufficient. So now they're going to go explain the words of, good, Menachem, good, easy stuff. Amamar, okay, the Braisa had said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yados B'Chodesh, Esrim Yom, Rabbi Yehuda said that, we're not Me'aber the Shana, unless the Tekufas of Tammuz extends 2 Yados into Tishrei, which is 20 days, and Rav Yossi Omer, and Rav Yossi says that if the Tekufa of Teves extends 16 days, Shisha Yom Lipnei HaPesach, right, Ma'abrin, then we have to do Ibar Shana. So Gemara says, wait a second, Rashi does the calculation, he says, Hainu Rav Yehuda. He said, if you do the calculation, right, Rav Yehuda says you have to wait till, it's 20 days, I mean, the new Tekufa has to start on day 21. So Rav Yossi says, oh, also by Pesach, it has to be 16 days. But if you do the calculations, that based on it, if you do the calculation, the 16 days by the Pesach, it turns out that in the future, Tekufas Tammuz will go 21 days into Tishrei. It's the same sheet of Rav Yehuda. It's Hainu Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, Yom Tekufa Gomer v'Yom Tekufa Maskel Ikebinayo. The same thing that we said before was Lekulei Alma. Now here we say, whether or not the new Tekufa counts, the day of the Tekufa itself, counts for the old Tekufa or the new Tekufa, whether the equinox or the solstice is for the old season or the new season, that is the machlokas. Based on Rashi, we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered the old Tekufa. That's considered the last day of the previous Tekufa. Therefore, if the Tekufa falls out on the 21st day of Chodesh Tishrei, we have to be Ma'aver L'Shana, because the new Tekufa is only going to start on Shmini Atzeres, which is the 22nd day. But according to Rabbi Yosei, according to Rabbi Yossi, the day of the Tekufa itself, the equinox of the solstice, is Nidon Ketchilas HaTekufa. That's considered the first day of the new Tekufa. And therefore, if the new Tekufa falls out on the 21st day, then you have part of Hoshana Rabbah being in the new Tekufa, and then you're okay. Fine. Amar Mar, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yossi said, again, back to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said that if the Tekufa of Tammuz extends 16 days into Tishrei, right? Shisha Yom Lipnei Achag, Ein Ma'aber. We don't have to be Ma'aber. The Gemara says, wait a second. Ela l'Rabbi Yossi Shisha Asar Lipnei Achag Hu Dilo Hashivsar V'Tnesar Ma'aberin V'Ha Amar Shisha Asar Lipnei Pesach In Batzir Lo. The Brice had said that Rabbi Yossi says that if it's 16 days, then they only go extend 16 days, then you don't have to be Ma'aber the Shana for Sukkos. But he also said that you only have to be worried about it if it's 16 days before Pesach. If you do the calculations, that means you go forward 16 days before Pesach goes to the 21st day of Tishrei. Which means, the Gemara asks, so Rabbi Yossi is only saying that 16 days before Sukkot, that's the only time you won't do Ibar Shana. What about the 17th day, the 18th day, the 19th day, even the 20th day? Rabbi Yossi doesn't care as long as the new Tekufa starts on the 21st day. Because he holds, number one, you only need part of the Chol HaMoed, and the 21st day is part of the new Tekufa. So why is the Braisa limiting them to day 6 to 16 days? So the Gemara says, no, edi aim Abram. You're right. The coins of Yosef, you won't do Ibar Hashanah if Tekufas HaTishrei comes into the 17th day or the 18th day, you're not going to be Ma'aber. But either the Tana Reishis, Shisha Shalot Pesach, it's just to keep the equality in the Mishnah. Since the first part of the Mishnah talked about 16 days before Pesach, Tanayim is Shisha Shalot Nechag. So he said 16 days before Chag. But nevertheless, Rav Yossi allows the Tekufa of Teves to extend 16 days into Nisan, by definition, he's going to allow the Tekufa of Tammuz extend to the 21st day of Tishrei. What? 16 days. Different requirement. Because Chag, like Menachem pointed out, there are different things here. Pesach has to be in the Chag HaAviv. Sukkot has to be Chag HaAsif Tekufas Hashana, which Rashi explains has to be a holiday in which there is some time to do Asifa. So according to Rav Elazar, any part of Sukkot falls out in the time when you can do Asifa, which any time the Chol HaMoed falls out in the new Zman, the Asifa is only in the Tkufa of Tishrei, then it's okay. Yeah, I think so. I think that's correct. 16 days, that's day one. That's Pesach is day one. That's 16 days. Sorry, so but he said, right, so only if it extends 16 days do you do Ibur. If it extends 15 days, you don't do Ibur. Because then day one is going to be Pesach. Okay. Now the Gemara comes to continue explaining the Braisa. Where are we starting? 6:45? Rav Shimon Omer, Af Shisha Asar Lifnei HaChag Ma'abrin. Rav Shimon says that even if Tkufas Tamas extends to the 16th day of Yontif, then that's also considered a time we have to do Ibur, right? If Tkufas Tamas extends up to the first day of Yontif. So the Gemara says, and therefore the new Tkufa would begin on Chol HaMoed, on the first day, right? The Gemara says, Hayin Tanakama. That's the same thing of the Shita Tanakama who says 16 days, right? The Tanakama says, Ein ma'abrin ella imkin ha'isat kufas chaseir rubas shalchodesh v'kam rubas shalchodesh shisa arsar yom. So if it extends 16 days in and day one of the kufas on day 17 according to Tana Kama, then you have to do ibur. And then comes Rav Shimon and says 16 days. It's the same thing. So Gemara answers, no, it's not the same thing. Ika benayit kufa maskil v'yom kufa gomer. Ika benayit yom kufa maskil v'yom kufa gomer v'lo misaymi. Basically, Gemara says there must be machlokas between them as to whether or not the solstice or the equinox day counts for the old season or the new season, but we don't know which one is which. Lomis Simon, we don't know which one holds which way. But that's going to be the distinction between the two mandamrim. Good? Questions? I have questions. No? What's going on here? They were doing this all in Adar. What about the mullahs and the chashas? They figured all the mullahs and the chashas also in advance? Yes, so what were they figuring everything? If everything was on up your ear, they figured out everything out in March? Mm. In Adar? I don't know, I mean...
No, that's the
Ibra HaKodesh.
That's not true.
No, Kiddush HaKodesh also was done. I just don't understand the Metzius. Right. Kiddush HaKodesh was done on a monthly basis. I mean, it's a big deal. They did it on a monthly basis to check, to make sure what their calculations that they did in Adar were correct.
See, there's no Shiloh that you're going to have Ibra every 3 or 4 years.
Correct.
No Shiloh.
Right. You have 7 every 19, right? What do you mean? What's the?
You have to have it. It's not this year. It'll be next year.
Yeah, but you can't be ma'aber for next year. You have to figure it out this year.
If you don't do this year, don't do it next year. It's going to be one of these 2 years.
Right, but let's say you don't do it this year, and it turns out that
it
turns out that the season changes on Shemini Atzeres. Maybe they did a miscalculation. I don't know. So you have to do. They're going to ask also. Why don't you just? If you again.
Michael's question is very valid. Done by Ria.
Right.
Now it's not. But
right.
Once it's done, you can go off the one day that he's worried about.
Right. They talk about that. The Gemara's going to ask that also. And we raise the question in Rashi. What are you doing the Ibur Shana for? The whole thing, if it's off by a day or so. Just make this Malay, this Chaser. You can have other ways. They say no because you're only supposed to have six and six.
But they
won't manipulate it for this. That's my question. Why aren't they manipulating it like that?
Oops.
That's your question also. What's going on here? What?
Just the analysis itself was a mitzvah. So they were going through the...
Where does that say that? The analysis of the mitzvah?
The reasons for moving it. The need states of the deraisa.
So
you have to actually go through that analysis.
Doesn't say the analysis of the mitzvah. It just said that the deraisa is that the Yot Pesach has to be in Chodesh HaAviv.
Right.
And Sukkot has to be in Chag HaAsif. However you get to it.
You have to do the calculation. Somehow... figure out.
Right, so why are you doing the calculation and make it a full month? When you get to that time, just figure out, okay, now we'll change the day here or day there.
We're
still doing your analysis according to your Shita. Still analyzing it. Why is this analysis what has to be done?
Make sure it doesn't come out on the
okay, way. So but you can, if, like Menachem says, if you can manipulate, and the Gemara's going to ask the question. So the Gemara now says, Acherim Omrim. The Acherim said, Mi'uto. They say that you can be ma'abr the shana even if you have to be ma'abr the shana. The mitzvah of ibur shana has to be. You have to do ibur shana when kufas tamuz comes in to only a miut of tishrei. The kam miuto abar sayom. How much is miuto? It's 14 days. Meaning that if the equinox falls out on the 15th day, on Tesvav L'Chodesh, which is day one of Yontif, you still have to do Ibur Hashana, which is against Rav Yossi, who says that you only have to worry about Chol HaMoed. This Acherim, Rav Meir, is worried that the entire Yontif of Sukkot falls out in the new Tkufa. So my Kasavri, what does he hold? I Kasavri Yom Tkufa Gomer, if he's worried that Yom Tkufa, meaning the equinox day, the solstice day itself, Gomer, finishes the previous Tkufa, right? Therefore, so it fell out on Tezvab, Chagva, the Kule Chagva, in the Ika, and we need the entire Chol HaMoed, right? Chagva means Chol HaMoed, we need the entire Chol HaMoed, we have it. Even if you hold, right? Ika Sabre Yom Tkufa Gomer, the Kule Chagva, in the Ika. Even if you will hold that the day that the Tkufa itself falls on is part of the old Tkufa, they also hold that all of Chol HaMoed has to be between the new and the new Tkufa, and you wouldn't have to be Ma'abar the Shana. If the Tkufa falls down the first day of Yontif, what's the problem? So you have the entire Chol HaMoed to do your Asifa. What are you worried about? So what's the Svara? Why do you have to be Ma'abar the Chodesh if the new Tkufa falls out on the first day of Yontif? I think the answer is pretty simple. He holds the Chol HaMoed, he holds the entire Yontif has to be in the new Tkufa. So Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, says, no, Acherim b'Tkufas Nisan Kaimi. Now the Acherim, now they're going back to Matmati, they're talking about a calculation based on Tkufas Nisan, about Chodesh Nisan. So how does that work? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Menachem, you mentioned, Shamor es Chodesh Aviv. You have to keep Chodesh Aviv, which means, Shmor Aviv Shel Tkufa. You have to make sure, Shmor Aviv Shel Tkufa, Sheyei B'Chodesh Nisan. You have to watch the spring, the entire spring has to be in the Tkufa of Nisan, right? The spring is the solar season, and the Tkufa of Nisan, which is the lunar season, has to completely be in that summer season of Nisan. So therefore, if Tkufa's Nisan, right? If Tkufa's Nisan falls out on the 14th day of, sorry. If the Tkufa falls out on the 15th day of Nisan, then you're not Mekayim. Apparently, the Chodesh Aviv, right? Nisan, I guess, is Pesach. That has to be on the 16th day. Nisan, I guess, has to be on the 15th day. So if you don't have it match up, right? Here's the difference. If you don't have the Tkufa start on the first day of Pesach, then they don't match up. So if the Tkufa is, if the Tkufa falls on the 15th day of Nisan, then you're not Mekayim the Pasuk of Shamor Es Chodesh Aviv, because the Aviv is not Chal. I don't know how this works. The Rashi. Shamor Es Chodesh Aviv, Shamor Aviv Shal Tkufa Shei Nisan. Shamor Tkufa Es Chodesh Nisan Shal Chama. You have to keep the Chodesh Nisan of the solar calendar. She'abitoch Chidusha Shal Levana. Ah! It has to be in the Chidush of the Levana. The Levana is Mechadesh until day 14. Right? Then you get the full moon. Right? It waxes till the 14th. Then you have the full moon. And then it wanes down afterwards. So the Tkufa of Nisan has to be when the Chodesh of the Aviv, which is Chodesh Nisan, is waxing. It's new. But if the Tkufa falls out on day 16, that means the new Tkufa fell out not in the Chodesh, not in Aviv, because it's falling out after the Chiddush of that month. Right, that's what Rashi says. Shemar Tkufas Chodesh Nisan Shel Chama Sheviso Chidusha Shel Levana. Aviv Hu Nisan Shel Chama She'ein Nisan Kari Olive Ela Api Bishla Tvua Shemit Bakeres Bo. Okay. V'Amar Rachmani. See, V'Amar Rachmani. Shemar Sheyei Chodesh Nisan Shel Chama Nimshach L'Toch Yemei Chidusha Shel Levana D'Ksiv Chodesh. The season of the Nisan, the summer season, has to fall out while the month, the lunar month of Nisan, is new. The lunar month of Nisan is new, is up to the 14th. So if the Tkufa falls out on the 15th, then that's a problem. Then you didn't keep the Chodesh Aviv, Shemor's Chodesh Aviv. Fine. So the Gemara asked the question that we asked him before. Okay, if you're worried about this one day, Ula Abri La Adar. So what's the big problem? Just make Adar Malay. Right? Adar's Malay. So now Adar's 30 days as opposed to 29 days. And therefore, what would happen? Then the solstice, I guess, will fall out Right, now it's the equinox it's the equinox in Nisan, right? Yeah. The equinox would fall out one day later. Would fall out one day earlier on Yudal, and you don't have the problem. So what's the happen here? The whole problem here is depending on the moled, right? You're depending on how, if you just add willy nilly, you add another day to Adar. So what? Based on the calendar now, it's the 14th instead of the 15th. But the moled was a day before, and it's still not falling out based on the calculations, based on the astronomy. It's still not falling out on the right day. You hear the kasha? So he brings down here from the what sefer is this? And the Yad Ramah, there's some notes on the Yad Ramah. Rabbi Ravag and Rabbi Raz, they all spoke about also this, what's called the halachic. There's real science and there's halachic science. The whole thing with the girl who's 3 years old, it says that the basulim grows back. So what if you had beer with her after she was three, and then they did the Ibra Chodesh, and now she's back to be younger? It grows back. What do you mean it grows back? She wasn't three. Now there's the real universe and there's a halachic universe. And that's how they answer. That's the answer based on that. Okay, that's just a side point. So they asked, why don't you be Ma'aber Adar? Be Ma'aber Adar. And therefore, Adar's an extra day, and therefore now, instead of falling out on the 15th, it's going to fall out on the 14th. So Amar of Achar Bar Yaakov, Tanan Milamala Lamati Kachashiv. No, we're not going from 1 to 14. We're going back up. Meet the Hachika Amar. This is what it means. Ad Mi'uto Me'abrim. If it falls out past the Mi'ut, I guess you do Ibor. Bekama Mi'uto Arba Asar Yom. Meaning, I don't understand so much. If the tkufa falls out on the 15th, on the 16th day of the month, you do ibur. But if it's only chaser 14 days and the tkufa falls out on the 15th day, you're not ma'aber the shana. Rather, you are ma'aber chodesh adar.
So one day difference.
I think that's what he's saying, right? Look at the Rashi. Tana the achirim milmal lamatka chashi v'hacha ka'amim. Ma'abrim ad mi'uta v'lo mi'uta b'chlal. You ma'abir up a mi'ut, but not including the mi'ut. Klomar, im t'chaser t'chufas teves, if the winter season is going to be 18 days or 17 days, yuchas yomim, or yud zayin yomim, or tez zayin, or tez vav. It's going to be 18, 17, 16, 15 days. V'tipo t'chufas nisan b'yom tez zayin, it's going to fall out on the 16th day. Then ma'abrim, aval im chaser yud dalid, if it's going to fall out on the 14th, v'nokal t'chufas nisan b'tez vav, and the t'chufa is going to, the equinox is going to be on the 15th day. Ein ma'avrin, then we don't do Ibur Hashana, because the ma'avrin l'adar, we just add another month of Adar, v'tipol t'kupas nisan b'yudalid, v'yom t'kupa maskim b'yasah pesav t'kupa chadasha. Because basically, ein hachanam, if it's one day, you just add another day to Adar.
So why
do we do that? I don't know. Because now you have more time, like I'm not saying, from Nisan to Tishrei, you have more time to manipulate the months to make sure lo adu rosh. But if you add one day to Elul, what's that going to do? Let's say Rosh Chodesh Elul is supposed to be on Friday, and you add one day to it and you make it on Shabbos as well, then Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out the next day on Sunday. But if you manipulate the month in Adar, I have half the year to worry about the Chaser Emolis to make sure Lo Adu Rosh. I guess that's what I'm thinking. Okay, Ravina Amar, no. Ravina says no. I think Ravina gives the answer that I gave before. La'olam acheim b'tishrei kaimi. The acheim are also talking about, you're all talking about Tishrei. But what are they worried about? If it falls out on the 15th, big deal. You still have Chol HaMoed to do the Asifa. V'kesav acheim kuli chag b'inam b'yontav rishon. No, they say that they hold that the entire Yontav of Sukkot has to be in the new Tkufa, even the first day of Yontav, even the day that you don't have to, that you can't do Asifa, because it's Aser. Because the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Yontav Rishon? They're worried about Yontav Rishon? Chag Asif Ksiv. It's Chag Asif. So what are you worried about? Yontav Rishon is no Asifa. It only starts on Chol HaMoed. So Gemara answers, no. Chag Habab is Man Asifa. They don't hold, like Rashi said, the time where you can do Asifa. They talk about the holiday that falls out during the time of the Asifa, which is Sukkot. Which means the entire Sukkot, according to them, has to be in the new Tkufa. And therefore, if the Tkufa falls out on, if the new Tkufa starts on Tezvav, on the 15th day, that's a problem, because that means the new tkufa is first day of Yontif. So for them, the only time you won't do Ibor is if the tkufa falls out up to the 14th. Once it falls out on the 15th, we'd have to do Ibor Hashana. I don't know who we'll be passing like, or if it even makes a difference.
So the equinox is not going to be the first day, but it's the last day of the previous. The
equinox, according to this, is the first day, is the last day of the previous. Because if it falls out on the 15th, Right, because if it falls out on the 14th, then it's okay. If it falls out on the 15th, it's not good enough. Okay. Next. 3 minutes. Smicha Zakenim. Right, the Mishnah said that Smicha Zakenim, they have to, the Smicha of the Zakenim on the Pyre and Dovish Seaboard, that has to be done with three. That's what Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Yudah says, B'chamisha. So why you need five? So Tana Rabbanon, the Pasuk says, the Samchu Ziknei Eidah Esidem Rosh HaPar. The Ziknei Eidah will be Somech, will put their hands on the Par. The Samchu Ziknei, Mar S, Yochel Ziknei Ashuk, maybe it just means any Zakenim from the marketplace. Meaning not Talmid Chachamim, the son of the Sanhedrin. Maybe just be any Talmid Chachamim. Talmid Lomer Eda. An Eda must mean, it means the Sanhedrin. So E Eda, if it's the Eda, Yochel Ketane Eda, maybe it's, you don't need the elders of the Sanhedrin. Maybe you can have like the newbies from the Sanhedrin can also do it. Talmid Lomer Ha Eda. Ha Meyuchadim Sheba Eda. E Eda, Yochel Ketane Eda, meaning maybe it would be from the Sanhedrin Ketana. It would be from the 23, not from the 71. Talmid Lomer Ha Eda. The Hei Yediyah. Which means Hamin Yuchadim Sheba Eda, which is Sanhedrin Gadol. So you have to have three of the Dun the Smich and the Palam Dover has to be three from the Sanhedrin. The Kamehain, how many have to do? How many? The Samchu is Lashon Rabim, which is Shnayim, right? Samchu minimum two. Ziknei is also minimum two. Ain based in Shakel. There's no based in Shakel. You can't have an equal amount. Excuse me. Mosif Ralem Od Echad. You have to add another one. I don't understand what based in Shakel has to do with here. The whole problem with based in Shakel is you don't want to have when you're making a judgment. You're making a judgment, you don't want to have two against two. What judge are you making here? They're just putting their hands on the par. What do you mean, what's the problem? What's the problem with basement shuckle here? I don't know. Whatever, it's across the board? Could be. So, Mosif Aleim Od Echad, Harei Kan, Chamisha, Dibur Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Ziknei Shnayim. He says, Ziknei means two, that's it. And Ein Basement Shuckle, there's no Basement Shuckle, and therefore Mosif Aleim Od Echad. That Harei Kan is closer, you have three. So the Gemara asks, what about the word for Samchu, according to Reb Shimon? Should that add another two? Rav Shimon Haksi B'Samchu. So that should add two more to make it five. He goes, Ahumi Vayle L'Gupe. No, B'Samchu means to teach me what they have to do. They have to actually place their hands on the par. The Samchu is to teach me that then. So Rav Yehuda, if you learn B'Samchu for two Zakenim, where do you actually learn to get to put your hands on the par? Rav Yehuda L'Gupe Lo Tzarech. I don't need to learn that. The Im Kain Lo Asi B'Samchu L'Drasha, right? Lichtov Ziknei Edi Yadim Rosh Par. You don't have the words B'Samchu. If you're all I'm worried about is that the pasuk simply just said the ziknei eidah yedema rosh par, the hands are on the par. By using the word b'samchu, he learns out that means that's another two. I don't need b'samchu to teach me that you have to put your hands on the par. V'Rav Shimon iksiv hachi had a written ziknei eidah yedem al rosh par. Haba amina my al b'samach. I would have thought that al doesn't necessarily mean on top of; it can mean near; it can be b'samach. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I would never have learned that. Rabbi Yehuda, Gomer Rosh Me'ola. He says, no, I would know it from Xerish Shava from of Rosh on Korban Ola. By the Korban Ola, it says, V'samach Yado Al Rosh Ha'ola, right? Smicha on the Rosh. So too here, when it says, V'samachu, I'll learn, V'samachu Ziknei Eidah Yedem Al Rosh Ha'par, right? So, there it's V'samachu Yado. The hands have to go on the hand, on the head. So to here, the hands will have to go on the hands. So you have the Xerish Shava. So, but Rabbi Shimon lo gamar rosh rosh meola. He didn't have a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, right? Kabbalah can dami atzmo. Gzeir Shava can only be done if you have a Kabbalah. Rabbi Shimon did not have that Kabbalah from his Rebbe, therefore he couldn't learn this Gzeir Shava. Therefore, he had to learn the samchu to teach us to actually put your hands on the cow, and he doesn't have the samchu. He doesn't have the extra samchu to teach me two extra dayonim. Okay, stop here. Everyone have a good fast and a good day.